This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Well, we've spent the past hour looking at you, the consumer, you and your buying power, how you interact with companies, and the role of Uncle Sam in helping you get a complaint resolved. There's another thing the Fed does, which is inextricably linked to your life as a consumer. And that brings us to our latest edition of Money Mystery.
Mortgage-backed securities.
Look what Scooby found!
To keep the level of yield in your portfolio constant.
What do you think it means?
Subsidized, unsubsidized.
I don't know, but something tells me we'll soon find out.
Now Jordan Goodman, editor of MoneyAnswers.com, explains the ins and outs of the cost of living adjustment, or COLA.
The idea is that when people receive some kind of benefit, it should be adjusted annually to keep up with the rising cost of buying necessities. COLAs apply to salaries and employment contracts, pensions, and government entitlements, the biggest of which by far is Social Security. Right now, with official inflation rates quite low, COLAs have been adding maybe 1 or 2% to what people get each year. Even so, that can amount to billions of dollars a year for something like Social Security. Right now, the COLA that Social Security recipients get is based on annual changes in the Consumer Price Index, also known as the CPI. One proposal floating around Congress these days is to change that COLA to what's known as the chained CPI. The chained CPI updates the weighting of each of 211 different categories of goods and services in the CPI each month to account for people's different buying patterns. So, for example, if the price of apples goes up in a month and people buy more oranges instead, then the weight of orange prices will be boosted while the weight of apple prices will be reduced. So COLAs may sound like they account for a relatively small amount of money, but because they're applied so widely to so many kinds of benefits, they add up to really big bucks.
Jordan Goodman, editor of MoneyAnswers.com. Have a money mystery you'd like solved? Head to MarketplaceMoney.org and we'll get on the case.